You're listening to The Paranormal Void, a podcast about hauntings, demons, aliens, cryptids, unsolved mysteries, strange phenomena, eerie locations, and all those things that go bump in the night. I'm your host, Andy Cano. Our homes are supposed to be our sanctuaries, a place to relax and unwind, and a place where we feel most comfortable. As they say, there's no place like home. However, there are incidents that may take place in our homes that leave us feeling uncomfortable. Among these incidents, a haunting might make one feel uneasy, to say the least.
Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So you have a couple of paranormal experiences that you've had in a house you used to live in?
Yes, in Orange.
Orange? Okay. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name's Rachel. I have a husband. I have 3 kids, a dog and a cat. I had a lot of interactions, chills, shadows, you name it.
Okay. So where did all this take place? The first time.
The first time I was living with my mom in Orange County, in Orange.
And what happened?
I was 9 years old. I was in the middle of the night. I woke up. And I looked towards my door, which my door is normally closed. And I saw a man that was greenish glowing. He was tall, skinny, had a sad looking face to him, and had like old checkered shirt, and I just stood there and stared at the door, and he was just looking at me with his black eyes, but it didn't seem like he wanted to mean me any harm or anything or scare me, but he was just staring at me.
So before this encounter, did you feel like you were being watched or anything like that? Did anything alert you to an unfamiliar presence?
I wouldn't say anything, but I mean, there's stuff that I felt a lot after that. And we used to live on an Orange Grove plantation.
So what did you feel after that?
I got chills. There was a lot of shadow figures going on in the house. I just felt like there was a presence there, and there's different smells, growing up. And for some reason, the name Bob clicked in my head that that's what his name was. And I didn't tell my mom for years about it. Then after that, I mean, there was shadows going around the corners. A couple of our doors on our cabinets would slam. But it was just, you know, and I would get the chills. You know, then there was 2 kids that lived there that were there. And I would be like watching TV or walking, and then they would go and they would hide behind the couches, and then they would go and they would jump on the beds in the middle of the night.
So, how often would you see Bob or experience these specters?
It'd be a couple times a week. Then it would kind of die down. Then it would come back. And like my stepdad said that he saw him, and when he was walking, he like walked right through him and scared the crap out of him. But it was known in the family that he was there. And sometimes when I would talk about him, I would just like, I would, my hair, my arms would just stand up like he was there.
So, which one of your senses would usually kick off first when before you'd see him? Like, would you get the chills before seeing him, or?
I would get the chills, and I would like see him, or sometimes I wouldn't even be paying attention, and I would be getting these shadows, and some of them would even be like a shadow of like a tall person trying to go around, the corner. And
So,
like sometimes I would get like a smoky sense smell.
like some kind of like cigar or cigarette or something, or
Yeah, there'd be like a little odor.
do you think there was a reason for the haunting?
I don't.
Do you go ahead.
He wanted to be known that he was there.
If you could ask him one thing, what would it be?
Why he was there visiting me, and if he was there to protect me, or
How did this experience impact your life? Did it change you in any way?
made me a believer in, ghosts and the paranormal and spirits.
All right, and you said you've had other experiences in the house or at other places?
I have in the house that I live in now, it's probably really funny, but I no one would be home, and I would get the smell of cologne, and then I would move a couple feet away, and then the smell wouldn't be there. Then I would move back to the spot where I would be, and the cologne smell would be there. Then it would disappear. Then I had it happen again, and I actually had my butt grabbed and pinched while the cologne smell was there, and I was like, "Hey, look, I'm married. You need to go away." And ever since I said that, it went away. I've had when I was pregnant with my oldest daughter. I woke up in the middle of the night and my shirt was pulled up and I had a hand gliding over my stomach. Like they were like trying to feel my baby belly.
Do you think maybe this was some kind of spirit connected to maybe your family watching over or something like that?
It might have been, or maybe watching over us and her, because I've also seen like an image in my head of a lady after that, and she was probably in the 19, I don't know what year, but she had like one of those shirts with the ribbon called like a, I don't know how to explain her shirt, but she would have like one of those pendants that had the face on it, and she would have her hair up in a bun, and I
Okay.
can see her, and it would be like she had a son too that was connected to a house.
So it sounds like from the Victorian period.
Yeah.
So there's
Yeah.
multiple spirits.
Yeah, and I mean, I've had my hair played with in the middle of the night, like they were trying to braid my hair. And I've had it where it would be like 11, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I would get up and I would hear this creepy hello right in my ear.
That just gave me the chills.
Sorry. I mean, yeah, I mean,
That's why I do the show.
I mean, I get the chills a lot around the house. My arms would just stand up like somebody's would be standing right behind me. And like I've seen like mist floating in the air and like different smells in the house when no one would be here.
So it sounds like the house you guys live in is a hotbed for activity. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, Dax seems to think they might have followed my presence.
it's possible. I mean, there's constantly research being done, and everybody's trying to get to the bottom of this. Of course, some people sensationalize it, but there's actually people trying to take a scientific approach and find out what it is that's actually going on.
Yeah.
So it I mean, I think it's still up in the air. Maybe they're following you. Maybe they're part of the just happen to be part of the properties you move into.
Yeah.
So which one of these was probably the scariest for you?
I would probably have to say the one where I had that creepy whisper in my ear.
Yeah, I think that would freak me out too. I probably wouldn't feel comfortable in my own bed at that point.
I'm my mom.
So, do you have more experiences to share with us?
My mom. There's probably a few, but I probably can't think of them off the top of my head.
Well, we can have you we can have you on the show again if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
But that's you gave us some pretty good material, Rachel. So thanks a lot. Thank you both to you and Dex. Is there any final thoughts you want to share with everybody?
That I know that some people aren't believers or skeptics, but I truly believe that there's spirits and ghosts still trying to communicate with us maybe haven't moved on.
That's the hot debate, and that's why we're here.
It is.
But thanks a lot, Rachel. I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show.
All right, you're welcome.
Right, I'll talk to you guys later.
And goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of The Paranormal Void. Make sure to like, subscribe, and visit my Instagram at the_paranormal_void. Give us a rating and tell your friends. Have some creepy tales of your own and want to share them? Visit our email at theparanormalvoid@gmail.com. Until next time, keep listening for all those things that go bump in the night.